Well, first, let me thank the Vasco team for, because it's a great pleasure to be here. So I mostly speak about a construction of kind of good construction of a theory of finite type invariant in the solid torus. But first, I'll try to explain how it comes from a general strategy for studying finite type invariant in secant surfaces. So just to fix notation, let me recall that for any skeleton X, that is for any abstract one-dimensional manifold, oriented manifold with boundary, we have the Vasilevskind relation, which allows to identify singular tangles with underlying skeleton X to a formal linear combination. So I never remember. So it allows to identify every singular tangles with a finite number of singularity to a formal linear combination of tangle with underlying skeleton X. We define En as a subspace of Q of T X, which is the set of singular tangles with more than n singularities. So it leads to a decreasing fluctuation on the space of tangles. And one of the main features of this fluctuation is that for a given skeleton, each Gaussian space is finite dimensional. So even if you don't know the Kantsevich integral, you know that finite type invariant are some sense combinatorial object. Because you have finite dimensional space, so you can compute in a finite amount of time the set of all Vasilev invariant up to some given degree. And somehow the main point of my talk is that this property fails if you look at finite type invariant in secant surfaces. So let M be a nice surface, meaning both no connected, compact, oriented. Well, we look at tangles in n times e, where e is an interval. So it just really the same definition of our usual tangle, that is, it's an embedding of the skeleton x into m times e, such that the boundary of m maps the boundary of e. And the point is that this Vasilevskind relation perfectly makes sense in this space. But the Gaussian space here are not finite dimensional anymore. And the reason for this is the following. The point is that if you take a finite type invariant and apply it to a tongue with enough singularity, we know that it becomes blind to the topology of the tongue. It's precisely the reason why it's descend to a function of on chord diagram. And if you do the same here, if you take a finite type invariant and apply it to a tangle with enough singularity, it still becomes blind to the topology of the knot or the tangle, but it's not blind to the topology of the surface. In particular, if the fundamental group of M is infinite, then it's still see an infinite amount of information. So it's not something combinatorial. And in particular, the space of Core diagram, you get a space of Core diagram labeled by element of P1 of M. So you get each graded piece is infinite dimensional. So what people do when they have an infinite fundamental group, they just take a finite quotient of it. So the point is to generalize a Fassilev filtration to a filtration associated to a finite quotient of the fundamental group. So we will get a subfamily of Fassilev invariants, which will in particular be Fassilev invariants in the usual sense, but which becomes blind to the topology of the surfaces up to some finite quotient of P1 of M. So they just detect this finite quotient and not the whole topology of the surface. So to illustrate this, let me just talk about bread because it's somehow easier. So recall that the bread group associated to the surface is the fundamental group of the configuration space of n point of n. So it's just the set of distinct points on the surface. And take a finite quotient of the point is that you have a natural map from the pure bread group to the n scorer of the fundamental group, which you obtain just by forgetting the difference between undercrossing and overcrossing, and it's precisely the Vassiliev relation. So the point is that the kernel of this morphism is really the same thing as the ideal inducing the Vassiliev filtration, meaning that if you translate this map at the level of group algebra, what you get here is really the first term of the Vassiliev filtration, and since you are in a filtration, all other pieces of the Vassiliev filtration are just power of this ideal. Of course, the point is that since this group is infinite, this group is not finitely generated, and so this ideal is not finitely generated either. But you can compose this map with the map projecting it to the finite quotient. So you get another map, a finite quotient of the fundamental group.
Okay. I don't remember, but Kn is the normal closure of the pure bread group.
Yes, exactly, precisely.
That's okay.
Well, in fact, the point is that in the usual case, you have two different definitions of the Vassiliev filtration. Either you see it as inducing by this relation, or you can show that it coincides with the augmentation ideal. Well, the point is that these two filtrations does not coincide when you take another surface. And somehow, here you have the Vassiliev filtration defined by this relation. And if you take G equal to 1, what you get here is just the augmentation ideal. Mm-hmm. So somehow these families of filtration interpolate between the two. So of course you have a similar map of the level of groups. And it turns out that this group here has a kind of natural topological interpretation, namely, take M tilde finite covering of M with group structure finite regular covering with group G, and define the twisted or orbit configuration space as the set of point on M field such that whose projection onto M are distant. So it's a kind of generalization of configuration space associated to the action of some finite group. And so we have that PNG is equal to the fundamental group of this space. And this sequence of map is just induced by the projection, by the identification equation of M tilde by G is equal to M. In fact, this map induces the exact sequence here. So in particular, you can identify the whole bread group. Well, it's kind of tautological, but it's useful. But here you can identify bread on the surface of M as bread in M tilde whose endpoints are not the same but related by the action of G. And so of course you have a notion of G finite type invariant. It's a map from pure bread group to the base field, such that it vanishes on some parallel of the ideal. So you have well defined notion of finite type invariant, and the point is that you recover the fact that everything here is finite dimensional. Of finite type, each graded piece is finite dimensional. Of course, you may ask if these invariants are interesting or not, and it turns out that they are, because we have the following very easy fact, which is a direct consequence of the definition, is that if P1 of M is residually finite, and it turns out that fundamental group of sufficiently nice surfaces are residually finite, then we have the intersection for all finite cushion G as the ENG.
The first unit of ING here is what you do.
Sorry?
What you do.
No, this is the KEI condition.
It's more or less the same thing here, it's just the group, the kernel of the group morphism, and ING is the kernel of the map between group algebras. It's just because for working with Vasilev invariant, we have to take linear combination of things. But it's really the same thing, more or less. So the point is that if P1 of M is residually finite, meaning that it's well approximated by its finite quotient, then we have as a consequence that usual Vasilev invariants are well approximated by G finite type invariants. It more or less means that every finite type invariant in the usual sense is a kind of limit of G finite type invariant for all G. So in fact, the collection of all G-field finite type invariants contains the same information as usual finite type invariants. So it's, well, just to write it down, it's tempting to do the following conjectures. So it's tempting to conjecture that since everything here is finite dimensional, so all the machinery we use in the classical case still work in this situation. So we can conjecture that there exists a universal finite type invariant, say a homomorphic expansion. So from the bread group, the original bread group of the surfaces, to the associated graded or the projectivization in Gauss language, some either product with a finite group, and this is just an invertible element. And the point is that this conjecture is true. Well, in fact, I should put an arbitrary field here. Of course, it's true for the usual purebred group, but it's also true for k equal q from m is a torus, so it's a version from Kavak and which is taking off. It's true for k equals c, g equal 1. So in that case, the ideal is just a augmentation ideal. It's true for k equals c for m surface of arbitrary genus, so it's due to any case. I think both Gaznikov too. Still g equal 1. And it's true for k equal q, n equals c star, and g is any finite equation of the fundamental group, which is just z here, and it's again due to and k. So in all these cases, we have a universal finite type invariant, at least for bread. So let me just remark that it contrasts with the result of Paolo with Funa, saying that for the usual first-order filtration, if the genus of the surface is positive, there don't exist any universal multiplicative finite type invariant for bread. And in this situation, for any surface, we see that there exists a universal finite type invariant for the filtration induced by the augmentation ideal. So it's very likely that it will still work for all the ideal associated with finite quotient. Okay, and somehow the main point of my talk is to work out the whole theory for that case, for the case of m equals c star. Purebred group of C star is nothing but the usual purebred group with n plus 1 strong. It's because in C star times an interval, the point 0 can be seen as a distinguished trivial strong. And if you take a purebred, you can always take the first one and make it trivial by moving the other. So it's an isomorphism. We have an isomorphism between these two groups. Okay. And well, finite covering are all of this form, just the same surfaces, but of this form for some capital N. And so in that case, it's quite easy to draw what happened. So in fact, since you fix the first one, you can use the same generator as usual for the purebred group. Just you need to distinguish one swarm. So you have all the usual generator of the purebred group, and you have this additional, I mean, all additional generator which makes some, where some strong make a loop around zero. Of course, well, you may have some strong here. So if you take this generator and pull it back through the projection for the final covering, you get something like that. So you have the complex plane, you have zero, you have some point corresponding to your base point, and you have the image of all these points through multiplication by roots of unity. So for capital N equals 3, it gives something like that. So you have usual generator where a point will loop around another and gets back, and you just have to do exactly the same for all copies of it. And the additional generator is just something like that. So it's not really new, since it's already correspond to some generator of the pure red group, but it's just a new way of viewing it to some finite covering system. So in fact, there is a way of defining this generalized facilier filtration in terms of singular crossing with distinguishing swarm. So the point is that of course you have the usual singular crossing between usual points, and you have only one new thing following. So let me just write it for one point, because the other are just copy of it. So if you have some singular path like this, so it goes through zero, you can resolve it by exactly the same way as with the usual Vassiliev theory. Just by taking small perturbation in one direction or in the other. So it just something like this or something like this. So if you translate it for as spread, you have the distinguishing swarm on some a singular crossing like this, and you map it to one times. So you still have the usual Vassiliev-Sky relation, but we had a new way to resolve singularity with the additional swarm, which is just representing zero. Okay. So it's, of course, this definition makes perfect sense for tangle. So it defines a map, it allows to identify singular, I will call them betangles. Of betangles, it's because the bread group of the of sister is also the writing group of type B, so it's shorter to write. So here I mean singular tangles in this sense. That means that I also allow singularities with zero, with elements of so it's linear combination of B tangles with underlying skeleton X.
Sorry, did you say what happens if you just look at braids in C star C?
In C star?
Yeah. Without taking the group Z mod N Z. I mean taking the group to be empty.
Well, in that case what we recommend is just usual Vasilev theory for PN plus one. Because in that case you take the kernel of the map, and it's just the usual Vasilev situation. Usual for pure bread but not for bread in the in system. In fact, the point is that this group are isomorphic, but they have different Vasilev theory. Because it's a group of non-trivial surfaces, and this one is not. So. Usually here you don't take into account the first one, while here you don't you take it into account. I don't know if you see what I mean.
No, so it's not the same theory. If you take the group to be trivial, then it's not the same as the finite type theory of PN plus one. In the finite type theory for PN plus 1, you allow a strand to, like you allow this move that you wrote here.
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, okay, if you take the group in PN plus one, the ideal, the Vasilev ideal, contains the element in which strand number one goes around strand number zero and comes back.
Yeah.
And if you take the group to be trivial, the Vasilev ideal does not contain this. So it's the same group, but it's a different filtration.
I don't know, because the Andrews map is... Well, it's just Q, so it's just the augmentation idea.
Sorry, maybe what I meant then is if the group is Z, the other extreme.
Yeah. If the group is Z, what you get is the Vasilev filtration for C star.
Yes.
Yeah, precisely, yeah. Of course, if you take then this one, if you take the map to... what you get is the Vasilev filtration for C star. What I mean is that...
And is the answer known in that case?
No, that's the point.
Okay.
That's precisely the point, because here Z is infinite, so the space of chord diagram are infinite dimensional. So that's precisely...
But the question makes sense, and the answer may or may not be known. And
yeah, sure.
And and you're saying it isn't.
Yeah. The, The point of what I'm saying is precisely that if this group here is infinite, we have some issue. So I replace it by somehow by its profinite completion.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is the usual Vassiliev iteration, but we have infinite dimensionality issue. So I take some finite quotient to overcome this difficulty. To be honest, there already exists an integral formula for Vassiliev invariant, an universal finite type invariant for Knot in the solid torus. But it's by nowhere combinatorial or rational or multiplicative, it's something complicated. So the point here is that I can give something rational, combinatorial, or functorial, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
I recover some good properties, yeah.
Who did it in the solid torus?
Gusarov or something like that. I don't remember the name, sorry. Okay. So for each capital N, you get some Vassiliev's kind relation allowing to identify singular bit angle to linear combination of usual bit angle. So you get the families of ideal. So you can define the notion of finite type invariant as usual by saying that it's an invariant which vanishes on some power of the ideal. So of course you have an associative notion of Kohl diagram. So let me define it. So an N bracket diagram is skeleton X is I'll be a bit sketchy because everyone here already know what a Kohl diagram is. So it's just a set of curves on the discriminant union of the interval with X. So of course this is here to represent the distinguished component. And if you take the in the usual Vassiliev I should have mentioned. For the usual Vassiliev theory in SISTA, you have Kohl diagram on X labeled by element of the fundamental group. So here I have to add this distinguished component because I have singularity with it. So I have a set of curves here, such that no curves has two endpoints on E. So they have at least one endpoint on X, plus a labeling by element of Z over NZ. The following rule is that if I have two
The labeling is on the strands, not on the chords, right?
Yes, on the strands. On X. Only on X, actually. Not on I.
Yeah.
So somehow you have labeling by a finite group compared to the user of Vassiliev theory, but you have to add this distinguished strand to compensate somehow. Also, we have some usual proposition is that there is a well-defined way to associate singular tangle to some Kohl diagram. So it can be written like this.
from that.
So it means, really, as in the Gusua theory, that if you take a quadrilogram, you can realize it as a singular tangle, and that this map is well defined up to changing an undercrossing by an overcrossing, or replacing n minus one loop in one orientation by one loop in the other. Is that okay? Well, maybe I can give a small example. Take something like that, you can associate with the diagram. So here, this represents the singular point here. So we move. We meet the first point here. Then we have something which represents an element of the fundamental group. Here, one. So I take its image in Z over NZ, so it's the labeling here. Then I meet a second singularity, and I continue, meet again the first one, and the second one. So here the labeling represents the image in Z over NZ of the part between two singular points.
Labeling the arcs of the skeleton. Each, you could have several labels on your circle.
Yeah, sure.
Each arc.
Yeah, here it's a labeling of the loop represented by only the path between these two singular points. Well, of course, I'm cheating a bit because there is something which may happen if you have a loop between a singular point and a singular point on the distinguishing strand. But it turns out that it doesn't matter because of some relation I will give later. So just not a big deal. So the theorem is that let's say every n finite type invariant list onto the quotients of the space of diagram. Would use the following relation. Somehow that's why it doesn't matter, because in fact element of Z over NZ goes through this kind of singularity. We have a labeled version of the Fourier relation, which I don't write because it's really similar. And we have two relations of this kind. I will only write one of them.
Case where the group is Z, these relations will not appear, right?
Yeah, precisely. If the group is Z, you have this one, not this one, because you don't have distinguished components. You have a level 40 relation labeled by Z this time, and these two relations are new. Mm-hmm. Okay. So there are, somehow there are kind of, as usual, there are kind of linearization of a relation of the form. Time I will be more precise, but let me just mention the following fact. So it's we already saw this week that the space of Kerr diagram for the usual theory is universal for metrizable the algebra. So G is a Lie algebra. T is G invariants. So we know that from this we can construct Y system, that is representation of the algebra of Kerr diagram. And if you add an automorphism of G such that sigma to the n is the identity on which preserve the metric, then we also have we can construct white system from G T sigma. So we have a similarly algebraic interpretation of this relation just by adding some finite order automorphism. So my main result is there exists a combinatorial rational homomorphic expansion from the space of metangle on every skeleton to the space of diagram modulo all this relation with associated gradient for the n filtration is the identity. Just to get you to say a few words about the proof of this fact, because it involves some interesting structure. So recall that in the usual case, We can prove it the following way. First of all, since you have a kind of partial composition of on tangle, it's really more convenient to speak about the category of tangle. So define tangle as a category whose objects are finite sequences of plus or minus and morphism are linear combination of tangles, well, to be precise, oriented frame tangles. So the point is that here the orientation has to match the plus and the minus. Well, maybe I should give an example. For example, this is a morphism from the word plus to the word plus minus plus. And of course, we also have a linear combination of that. So we have a famous theorem by Schum and Reshetykin, 2IF, saying that tang is a universal ribbon category. So we just heard a few minutes ago about ribbon algebra. This is a categorical analog. So it's kind of general machinery to construct tangle invariants. Should I recall what is it, or maybe it's okay. It's a categorical structure with a kind of multiplication between objects. A kind of it's almost commutative in the sense you can braid the object. That's the point. And you have some. In the case of tangle, you have a multiplication like this. You have you can exchange objects just by applying the braiding. And you have a map from the empty set to plus minus, and a map from plus minus to the empty set, which are something like this, with a good orientation. And you have something like a twist. And all these things has to satisfy some axioms. And the point is that every time you have a category with some automorphism which satisfies this axiom, then you get a functor from the category of tangle to this category, which produces tangles invariants. Well, the second step is that you can define a category CD is the same object. And whose morphism are called diagram. In very much the same way. And in both cases, the composition of morphism is just a composition of tangle or a diagram. And the point is that every Greenfield associator leads to a ribbon structure, and this category. So Greenfield associator I will not define it precisely, just some formal for a series in two non-commuting variables which satisfies a set of complicated equations, most importantly the so-called Pentagon equation. And this, well, this is mostly due to Grünfeld himself, this theorem. So if you, Grünfeld actually proves that there exists Grünfeld associator, and more, he proves that there exists rational Grünfeld associator. So in fact, you can put a ribbon structure on the rational version of the Korff diagram category. So by the Schoen theorem, you get some functor constructed from phi from the category of tangle to the category of Korff diagram. And then it's rather easy to check that it gives you a universal definite type invariant. Or more precisely, restrict to universal finite type invariant for each given subskeleton. And it's functorial by definition because it's a functor. So the proof of my result is very similar. So first of all, I prove the following fact. B-tangles from the category, which is universal, among graded modules, we have a kind of very natural notion of module category, meaning that you have some multiplication from the product of some category M and some category C into M. In that case, it's just given by the inclusion of usual tangle into B tangle. Of course, if you take a usual tangle, you can embed it into C star without any linking with zero components, so usual tangle are in particular B-tangle, so you can map them into B-tangle and then take the usual composition of tangles. So this gives you a model structure, and you have a notion of grading, which is just this additional generator. So it's a generalization of the Schoen theorem, and again it gives kind of systematic way to construct tangles invariants, and I will speak about it later, but it follows from one of my previous works that we can construct the graded module category of a ribbon category from quantum rules. So we also get a construction of quantum invariant this way. So the second step is really the same, but not really similar. So N diagrams also form a category, which is also a module category over the category of usual Korff diagram. And every choice of a cyclotomic associator leads to a graded module category structure. So cyclotomic associator were introduced by Henriquez. So this is a pair of psi phi, where phi is a usual Grünfeld associator. So in particular, we use this phi to put a ribbon category structure on the category of color diagram. And here the bread module category you get is over this ribbon structure. And C is a formal power series in many variables. Satisfying again a set of complicated equations among which a mixed version of the pentagon, which involves both psi and phi. We have the following analog of Minfan theorem. For all n rational cyclotomic associators exist. So I should mention that the fact that it leads to a Bred monoidal Bred module category is mostly due to Enriquez and bit to myself, because I have to use a slightly different version of the Bred module category. I have to add some action in order to make it respect the ribbon structure.
So the proof of this Enriquez theorem.
Yeah.
Is it by reducing or somehow manipulating an ordinary Greenfield associator, or by resolving somehow the KZ equations on a surface, or?
Yes, it's really really similar story. You have a KZ cyclotomic associator, which is defined as a renormalized holonomy from 0 to 1 of the following equation. Where zeta n is a parameter of nth roots of unity. So it's really generalization of the usual KZ equation. And it turns out that psi KZ is a cyclotomic associator, and then it worked out a whole generalization of the theory of Grothendieck-Teichmuller groups, under which a set of cyclotomic associators is a torsor, and it proves this way that rational cyclotomic associators exist.
You've answered my question.
Okay. Sorry. Okay, so, we put a Bred module category structure on the space of diagrams, so we get a functor from F to, from B tangent.
So, in the above formula,
yeah.
Only B0 is singular, right? Only the term corresponding to B0 is singular when you approach one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but the other still contributes.
Yes, of course. Okay.
But I mean, you have a very similar interpretation of cyclotomic associator. It's something can move points close to zero or far away from zero. So it's really just something very, very similar. And it leads to an associativity constraint in Bred module category and so on.
Yes.
So again, we get a functor from the category of B tangle to the category of N chord diagram. And you can prove that it's a universal finite invariant with respect to this N filtration. And again, it's rational. You can compute it degree by degree, because it's rather implicit in Enriquez works, but it can be proven more or less the same way as in Greenfeld. you can prove that every cyclotomic associator up to some degree can be expanded to a cyclotomic associator up to the next degree. So it's really computable, and it's functorial by definition. Also, if well, during the last few minutes, I guess, yeah, I will just make precise the relationship with the algebra. So, if you take again a tube GT sigma as before, this leads to a functor from the category of n diagram to the category of H equal you take the invariant space under sigma on M equal image of sigma minus identity, then you have a reductive decomposition. Well, the point is that there exists a functor from the category of n diagram to the category of h module. And of course you have a module category structure. Just because every g module is in particular an h module, and then you can take the tensor product and get an H module. And this is a module structure. And so a cyclotomic associator leads again to a module category structure on it. And so you get some specialization of the universal invariant. I should mention that as you know that sigma is a hadron action of some x. So if you assume now that H is a Cartan subalgebra, and if you assume that sigma at by the hadron action of some element of the corresponding E group, then there is a theorem, something I proved in my thesis can be carried out in this situation. Can be stated as follows. There exists an explicit construction of the above specialization. Using quantum rules. I'm a bit sketchy, but. So, in fact, in my thesis, I prove an analog of the Konrad-Winfeld theorem, which states that the specialization of the Concevich integral you get from simple the algebra. Oh, sorry, I have to assume that G is simple. Which states that you get an equivalence between the Concevich integral, the specialization associated to simple Lie algebra, and the quantum invariance you get from quantum groups. And I prove a generalization of this theorem in this situation, stating that if for a simple Lie algebra and if the automorphism satisfies this condition, then the specialization of the of the representation of the Bread group, but it worked in this situation as well, are equivalent to some algebraic construction I gave using quantum rules. Okay, so I think that's all that I wanted to say.
There are some questions.
Change my mind. Oh, is this related in any way to Alexeyev's stuff on symmetric spaces?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know if it's what you mean, but we are looking for a relationship between cyclotomic associator and the groovier version of the Kashubian.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Well, we hope that there is a relationship, but we really don't know how to.
Okay.
I mean, we don't know how to state the problems precisely, not even motion in solving it. But we are looking for it.